All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 almost here, tax time will be set to begin come January, and you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, things did not get started for me on the right foot on Thursday night as I picked the New Orleans Saints to go on the road and defeat the Atlanta Falcons. However, injuries really did the Saints in during that contest, and the Falcons were able to take advantage of that as they scored a big comeback victory at home. But with that said, there are still some good games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 14 in the NFL season. And I'm going to get things started off tomorrow in Western New York, where the 6-6 Buffalo Bills will host the 3-9 Indianapolis Colts. And for Buffalo, it's going to be cold, and it's going to be their type of weather here in December, as they've had snow throughout the week, and it is still going to be chilly as the game time temperature will be 33 degrees. Now, Tyrod Taylor, the Bills' starting quarterback, was injured during the Bills' loss last week at home to the New England Patriots, but he is expected to start, and that is going to be a big boost for this Bills offense. But make no mistake about it, Buffalo House has to get their ground attack with running back LeSean McCoy going versus this Colts defense. And you look at Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett, he has been running for his life throughout this season as he has been sacked a ton. And I think that trend continues tomorrow versus this Bills defense. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo at home by the score of 27-20. Now, you're going to have the 5-7 Cincinnati Bengals hosting the 3-9 Chicago Bears. Cincinnati comes into this contest favored by 6.5 points. But if I'm a betting person out there, I take the under. Why? Because you look at this Bears team, and they have played tough all season long in spite of their record. But I look at the difference maker in this contest to be this Bengals defense. In spite of the team's record, they've been solid all season long, and I think that they're going to have the ability to force rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky into at least two key mistakes in this contest, which could be the difference. Thus, I'm going to take Cincinnati at home in a squeaker by the score of 24-23. Now, you're going to have the 6-6 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the winless Cleveland Browns. Green Bay comes into this contest only favored by 3 points over Cleveland, as some people feel that this is the game that the Browns could win and get their first victory of the season. However, you look at this Green Bay team, the offense has been up and down. Of course, that is to be expected without the services of Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, as he is definitely one of the best in the game. But you look at this Packers defense in recent weeks, and they have definitely picked up their play, and that is going to be important, because you look at the Browns offense and you look at quarterback DeShone Kizer, their rookie starter. Basically, you know that he's up for like a couple of key mistakes every week that could cost his team the contest, and that should once again be the outlook in this game for Cleveland going up against Green Bay. And because of that, I'm going to take Green Bay on the road by the score of 27-20. Now, an old AFL showdown has the 6-6 Oakland Raiders traveling to take on the 6-6 Kansas City Chiefs. And oh, how things look different in a matter of weeks. Kansas City began this season with a record of 5-0. They were world beaters. Now they're 6-6. You look at Oakland, they began 2-0, and then they had a losing streak of their own, and now the Raiders have gotten it going in recent weeks, and the winner of this contest will be sitting pretty as far as winning the AFC West. Now, for Kansas City, it just fell apart last week on the road versus the New York Jets. You look at this squad, penalties, penalties, penalties and a lack of execution on defense really did them in, and it cost them in a key contest in New York. No Marcus Peters at cornerback for this contest for Kansas City, as he was suspended by the team for his actions last week against the Jets, as he threw a penalty flag into the stands. Now, for Kansas City, I'm not sure if quarterback Alex Smith can play any better than he did last Sunday afternoon, and the Chiefs still lost. I think Kansas City really has to get back to the running game, and I've been saying it for weeks. They really need to rediscover rookie running back Kareem Hunt, as well as wide receiver Tyreek Hill. I look at this Raiders team, and they've gotten some confidence again. You look at quarterback Derek Carr, he's still lighting it up. And I look at this Oakland pass rush. Defensively as a whole, the Raiders aren't good. But I look at their pass rush with Bruce Irvin and Khalil Mack, and I see them going out there and trying to frustrate quarterback Alex Smith all Sunday afternoon. I think this is going to be a typical back-and-forth affair between the Chiefs and the Raiders, but I'm going to take Oakland on the road by the score of 24-23. Now, it's going to be the 6-6 Dallas Cowboys traveling to take on the 2-10 New York Football Giants. And typically, when you have two teams that are not good, you really don't pay attention to the contest. However, we will pay attention to this contest. Why? Because this marks the return to the starting lineup for quarterback Eli Manning with the New York Giants. Of course, we saw the entire fiasco that went down last week. And then, of course, Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese were let go by the Giants as head coach and general manager, respectively. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo is now the interim head coach for the Giants. And I'm going to be interested to see how this team rallies about around Spags, as well as quarterback Eli Manning. You know, the Giants fans are definitely going to come out and support Manning, and I think he has the potential to have a big game. But it still comes down to the team around him, because the offensive line has been shaky all season long, and the Giants simply don't have the firepower on offense. Now, you look at the Dallas Cowboys. They're not the same team without running back Ezekiel Elliott or linebacker Sean Lee, but Dallas did look solid last week as they were able to defeat the Washington Redskins at home due to the fact that they were able to run the football and they played some good defense of their own. Will that be able to travel with them? Now, all signs point to the Dallas Cowboys winning this game. However, when the Cowboys and Giants play, you simply throw the rule book out of the window. And I'm going to go on the limb, and I'm going to take the Giants in an upset at home by the score of 24-20. Now, you're going to have the 6-6 Detroit Lions traveling to take on the 4-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this contest right here simply comes down to the health of the quarterbacks. Quarterback Jameis Winston returned to the Bucs lineup last Sunday, and he was okay in the Bucs overtime loss to the Green Bay Packers. And for the Lions, Matthew Stafford, their starting quarterback, has been taking a beating all season long, and that was evident last week going up against the Baltimore Ravens defense. You look at this game, Tampa has 3 of their 4 wins at home, while Detroit has 4 of their 6 victories on the road. Something has to give, and I'm going to take the Bucs at home in this one by the score of 26-20. Now, a big one with playoff implications in the NFC, as you're going to have the 10-2 Minnesota Vikings traveling to Charlotte to take on the 8-4 Carolina Panthers. Carolina was swept last week by the New Orleans Saints for the season, and their outlook as far as winning the NFC South does not look good, but with the Saints' loss, they can still hang around in that picture. Now, for Minnesota right now, they're thinking about a first-round bye, and on top of that, potentially getting home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. You look at this Vikings defense, and they travel, and they really dictate the pace. And I look at this Vikings defense, they're going to go out there and attempt to contain Panthers starting quarterback Cam Newton, keep him in that pocket, make him a pocket passer, and in the process, frustrate him. Now, Carolina can mix things up on defense as well, but the thing is, you look at this Minnesota offense with Case Keenum at quarterback, they are rolling. Why? Because Keenum is not forcing the football. He's not making mistakes, and on top of that, he's relying on the people around him. So that is a big thing right now, and because of that, I think Minnesota continues to roll. Thus, I'm going to take the Vikings on the road by the score of 27-20. Now, you're going to have the 4-8 Houston Texans hosting the 2-10 San Francisco 49ers, with the inside look to a top five pick on the line in this one. Now, the 49ers got their first road victory of the season last week. And on top of that, it was the first victory for Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback. And you look at this team and you look at this offense, and they really felt, you know, and looked a little bit different out there with Jimmy G under center. So I want to see how they're going to be able to do it again for a second week in a row. The Niners continue to play tough in spite of their record, and the Texans, we know about their issues right now at quarterback, and that's going to be a big. I think this game is going to come down to the defenses, because you look at Houston, and they could mix it up and they could frustrate anybody and make any offense look bad. That is how good that their defense is. And the Niners are young and they are hungry and they are really coming after teams. However, I think San Francisco goes on the road and scores another upset. Thus, I'm going to take the 49ers in this one by the score of 24-22. Now at Mile High, you're going to have the 5-7 New York Jets traveling to take on the 3-9 Denver Broncos. And for Denver, this season cannot end quick enough, because right now they find themselves in the midst of an 8-game losing streak. And typically when you think of long losing streaks, you don't put the Denver Broncos in that category, but this is the type of season that it has been for them. The defense of the Broncos will keep them in games, make no mistake about it, but it is their offense that they have been abysmal. Now the Jets, they've really overachieved this season. They're 5-7 with a journeyman quarterback starting under center in Josh McCown, but he's simply gone out there and he hasn't tried to make too many mistakes. You look at this contest and the Jets are favored by a point. It's a toss-up, but I think this Denver defense does force McCown into making some costly mistakes, including a pick six in this one. And I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 23-20. Now you're going to have the 5-7 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 8-4 Tennessee Titans. And for Tennessee, this is a very tough game as they are looking to hang with Jacksonville for first place in the AFC South. Why? Because a road victory against the Cardinals in the desert is always a tough thing to come by. I look at this contest right here, and first and foremost for Tennessee, they have to run the football effectively with their trio. And I'm talking about running backs Derrick Henry, DeMarco Murray, and of course quarterback Marcus Mariota. But you look at this Titans defense under head coach Dick LeBeau, and I think this could be the difference in this game as they go out there and force some mistakes on Cardinals quarterback Blaine Gabbert. Thus, I'm going to take Tennessee on the road by the score of 24-20. Now at the StubHub Center in Carson, you're going to have the 6-6 Los Angeles Chargers taking on the 5-7 Washington Redskins. And I talked about, you know, how things have really unraveled for the Kansas City Chiefs. Things have really begun to come together for the Chargers. This team was 0-4 to begin the season. Now they're 6-6, and arguably they probably have the best shot out of the 3-6-6 teams in the AFC West to win this division. You look at veteran quarterback Phillip Rivers, and he's still getting it done. You look at the talent around him on offense, including Keenan Allen at wide receiver, as it, the same can be said about Tyrell Williams. But you look at this Chargers defense and their ability to rush the passer with Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, and they know how to go out there and make life tough for opposing quarterbacks. Now for Washington, they've been up and down all season long, but that is not taken away from the play of quarterback Kirk Cousins. But you look at the fact that the Redskins have issues on their offensive line due to injuries, and you look at this Chargers pass rush, I think that is the difference in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers at home by the score of 34-24. Now, a huge one in the NFC, as it's going to be the 10-2 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Los Angeles to take on the 9-3 Rams. Now, Philly suffered their second defeat of the season last week as they went on the road and lost to the Seattle Seahawks, and they want to try to find a way to get back on track. You look at this Rams team and you look at this Rams defense, they are going to go out there and they love to fly around the football, especially at home, as they look to put the pressure on young quarterback Carson Wentz. Both of these quarterbacks want to show off because they were first and second in the 2016 draft. And I'm talking about Carson Wentz going second to Philly, and of course, Jared Goff going first to the Rams. I look at Jared Goff, and he's a different guy this season, and it's due to the fact that LA can run the football effectively with Todd Gurley, and I think that is once again going to be a big part of this game plan for the Rams. Thus, I'm going to take Los Angeles at home by the score of 27-20. Now, you're going to have the 8-4 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 8-4 Jacksonville Jaguars. Both of these teams have playoff potential, and I guarantee you this is going to be one of those paint swapping games, because Seattle is a physical team, and the same thing can be said about Jacksonville. I look at Jacksonville to go out there to try and establish their running game with the rookie Leonard Fournette in order to take some of the pressure off of quarterback Blake Bortles. You look at this Jacksonville defense, they can get after anybody when it comes to rushing the passer, and they're going to have to be patient as far as they try to track down Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Now, of course, Seattle's secondary is not the same without all of the injuries, and the Jaguars definitely need to take advantage of it. Seattle can mix it up on defense as well, still with their front seven led by Michael Bennett and Bobby Wagner, and they're going to look to make life tough for one Blake Bortles. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair, but Jacksonville will be able to get it done at home by the score of 27-23. Now, on Sunday night, you're going to have one of the best rivalries in the NFL on display, as it's going to be the 7-5 Baltimore Ravens traveling to take on the 10-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, it has not been pretty for the Ravens all season long, but they're 7-5, and they've done that by relying on their defense as well as their special teams. However, Baltimore suffered a huge loss last Sunday in their victory at home when cornerback Jimmy Smith was lost for the season with a ruptured Achilles injury. That is going to be important going up against this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, who has weapons galore, and I'm talking about running back Le'Veon Bell, wide receiver Antonio Brown, and wide receiver Martavis Bryant. No Juju Smith-Schuster at wide receiver in his contest for the Steelers, as he is serving a one-game suspension for his hit on Cincinnati Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict on Monday Night Football. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, they still have a ton of talent on that side of the ball, and you look at their defenses, they can mix it up. Now, of course, no Ryan Shazier at linebacker, and the bigger picture is that his career might be over after that hit that he suffered on Monday Night Football. But Pittsburgh right now is a team on a mission, and because of that, I'm going to take the Steelers at home by the score of 30-19. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the 10-2 New England Patriots traveling to South Florida to take on the 5-7 Miami Dolphins. New England comes into this contest favored by 11. However, I'm weary of that, and thus, for all you betting folks out there, I would advise you to take the under. Why? No Rob Gronkowski, a tight end for Pittsburgh. Of course, he is serving that one-game suspension due to that vicious and nasty hit that he laid on Buffalo Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White last Sunday. Now, for the Pats, they are not the same team without Gronk. You still have Brandon Cooks at wide receiver. However, things really change because Gronk really, you know, he's a tone setter for the Patriots on offense, because the opposing defense has to focus on him at all times. Now, with that said, this Patriots defense has really come into their own during this 8-game winning streak, and that is going to be important going up against this Miami Dolphins offense and quarterback Jay Cutler. I think this game will be closer than people expect, but I think Tom Brady's going to look to have a bounce-back game while New England tries to establish things with their running attack as well as their defense, really going out there and exposing Jay Cutler. But I'm going to take the Patriots by 10 points by the score of 27-17. And with that said, folks, those are my picks for week number 14 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 14 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.